This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so already know this, that it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Monday, March the 25th of 2024, day 85th of the year, and only 281 days left to go. We are broadcasting from Waco, Texas. Yeah, we're still hanging out in Waco, Texas. By the way, just in case you're trying to figure out why does it sound slightly different. Anyways, we're hanging out here in the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, all we do is hang out here on Radio Big, hang out in the side of the multiverse, because, listen, that is what's going on. These are the things that are happening, and a lot of stuff going on over the weekend. That's the great part about this. So if you are new here, let me kind of explain what's going on. We are broadcasting, and we are on the different apps, meaning we are on the Safety FM app. We are on the Radio Big app. We are on Odyssey. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on, Live 365. But today, if you are looking for the video component of this, there is no video component today because we're actually out on the road, but that's okay. Not a big deal. We'll get everything settled and moving and grooving because that's what we do. Our show consists of talking about safety in the news and safety, because that is what we do around here. So we bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk about what's going on inside of the multiverse. Not a problem right there. And then we come in and do some level of a main story for us to have some interactions and discussions on what is going on out there inside of the world. So that pretty much gives you a summation of what we do on our show, which is kind of an interesting time, depending on what you take a look at and how you hang out and look at this whole thing. Outside of that, you can interact with the show if you're so inclined to do so. And by being inclined to do so, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will take care of you. That will put you directly into our system. You can do a video message, an audio message, or a text message just to have some level of interaction if you're so wanting to do that information. So there you go. That's information purposes of what exactly you can do once you get over there to our little call in radio website. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we talk a little bit about what the hell is going on with the trends of the end and what was happening over the weekend?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we're taking a look at the trends, and FTX Jet joins the bankruptcy liquidation pool, and Billy McFarlane previews Festival Fire Festival 2. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Jane Goodall gets a year worth of birthday celebration. Blake Lively apologized to Princess Kate, and Billy Joel rides the rails. We'll talk about that. Adam Sandler's working on a Happy Gilmore sequel. Wonder why they're doing that so many years later. And also some tragic clarity about what is going on with the health of Princess Kate. So all that is part of the stuff that we'll cover here today, information-wise, that way you know exactly what's going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this real quick and start getting into what's going on inside of the world of the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Some conservatives are not happy with a $1 trillion spending package just signed into law by the president. Texas Congressman Chip Roy is among them.
I didn't want to get everything, right? I mean, I wanted to, but I knew I wouldn't get everything I wanted. But you know what I wanted? I wanted some sense of sanity on spending, some sense of sanity on the border, some sense of sanity on any of the issues the American people actually care about. And we got none of that.
During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, the Texas Republican called the bill a total failure for GOP leaders. He said House Speaker Mike Johnson made a mistake by backing the legislation. This as Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to remove Johnson as speaker. The legislation will cover the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, and keep the government fully funded through September 30th, which marks the end of the fiscal year. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is offering some advice to his successor.
Do not be fearful of a motion to vacate. I do not think they could do it again. I don't think the Democrats will go along with it too. Focus on the country. Focus on the job you're supposed to do. And actually do it fearlessly.
McCarthy told CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't believe Mike Johnson will be ousted as speaker. Former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says she disagrees with Donald Trump's promise to free people involved in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Chris Caraggio with details.
During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, McDaniel said the violence that happened on January 6th was unacceptable. She said those convicted should serve out their sentence. McDaniel emphasized, however, she doesn't hold the former president responsible for the riot. She stepped down as chairwoman of the RNC earlier this month and is joining NBC News as a political analyst.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
For Feature Story News in Singapore, I'm Patrick Falk. Four men have been charged over the terror attack at a concert outside Moscow that left 137 people dead, including three children. Reports say the US and Japan are expected to announce a major security pact update when leaders from the two countries meet in Washington next month. And a hearing is set to be held in New York to determine when Donald Trump's hush money payments case will go to trial. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Senator Tim Kaine says the U.S. warned Russia of an imminent terrorist attack in Moscow.
Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there.
The Virginia Democrat was speaking on Fox News Sunday about ISIS-K's Friday attack at a concert hall near Moscow that killed more than 130 people. Kaine added the warning from the U.S. officials highlights the difference between the democracies and authoritarian regimes, claiming Russia would never issue a warning about a potential attack on U.S. soil. Older adults have many advantages when it comes to saving tax dollars, Kristen Marks reports.
Neil Frankel, a longtime CPA with his own practice in New York City, says the standard deduction is higher for people 65 and older.
So if you're 65, you get $1,850 more in a standard deduction. If you are single, and you get $1,500 more per person if you are married.
Frankel also says one thing most people don't know concerns the RMD, or required minimum distribution, that people must take out at age 73 from their retirement accounts. You can take $100,000 of that money and directly transfer it into a charity, which in turn would take $100,000 off your income.
You can take $100,000 out of that money, okay, instead of paying taxes on it when you get it as the RMD. You can donate it to a charity dollar for dollar, get a nice, huge tax break.
Finally, Frankel reminds 65-plus adults that the medical insurance premiums taken out when applying for Medicare are deductible as medical expenses. I'm Kristen Marks.
One of the Happy Gilmore co-stars says Adam Sandler is working on a sequel to the comedy classic. Christopher McDonald played Gilmore's rival Shooter McGavin in the 1996 film. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, there you go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. That is for sure. So let's talk real quick about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the hit list, because I think that that's going to be important. The Department of Justice has finally recovered the finance by FTX for use of Sam Bankman-Fried's and other executives of the company before it collapsed, which had been stuck in the Bahamas until now. Before that, before its bust, FTX used a Bahamas-based company called Trans Island Airway to coordinate executive and employee travel back and forth to the United States by January of 2022, less than a year before FTX's notorious and sudden implosion. Trans Island Airways couldn't keep up with FTX's demand of air travel on a handshake deal with Bankman-Fried, and the company's owner bought a new jet and financed by FTX. But before anyone from FTX used the jet, it was scheduled for extensive interior upgrades that were still in the process in November of 2022 when the whole charade ended for the crypto exchange. Since then, Trans Island Airway has been in negotiation with the federal authorities to ensure that they'll be made whole to the greatest extent possible before handing the jet back. It appears now that the case and the customs never used the jet in it to get its way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It would be sold off as part of the entire bankruptcy of state to repay the bilked creditors and customer. The jet will be sold off along with other assets clawed back as part of the defunct cryptocurrency exchange program. This is according to Bloomberg. So what do you think here? I mean, that is a interesting one for sure. You have a whole jet that has never been, sounds like it's never been used and has already been put through some upgrades. Now, if you look at it and you become a customer and go, hey, this is a potential thing that I could buy, is it something that I would consider doing? Because, hey, it's going to have some bad juju on it.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, so looking ahead, you're just talking a little bit about that. Bankman-Fried will be sentenced on Thursday, March the 28th. So we are talking here just a few days away on seeing what exactly is going to happen. So take a listen to this. Billy McFarland, in a recent interview with The Sun, was supposed to quell concerns about next year's Fyre Festival 2. Won't be rehashed disaster that had happened as his failed in his mission previously. The McFarland tells that outlet that the event organizers still haven't signed any contracts for the venue and that the attendees should anticipate a very survivalist experience, even if it means catching their own lobster. We want people to actually be involved with the experience and not just purchasing food from different vendors. Oh, that sounds dangerous. McFarland said that the event organizers are discussing with multiple Caribbean nation tourism boards to find the spot. However, no date has been set, though early access tickets have already been sold through. So there you go. For what it's worth, McFarland said that it's working on the event to generate a lot of cash to go towards the millions of dollars in restitution a court has ordered him to pay. This is the most tangible way to repay the $26 million that I owe, and I'm having real partners give the opportunity in the next 5 to 7 years to actually pay back the $26 million, he said. This is according to The Sun. So hold on real quick. You sold through some early access tickets. You don't have an area on where you're going to do your event. And also it's being said here that you want a survivalist experience. Wasn't it a survivalist experience the first time?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, moments after an inmate escaped from the lockup in Hawaii on Friday, he was hit by a car and then immediately sped off. Matthew Ornelas is serving time for drug-related crime and a parole violation. He managed to successfully scale the fence and razor wire early Friday morning. He only made it to a nearby highway before an accident occurred. The hit and run made it easy for the officers to collect Ornelas about 100 yards from the prison perimeter, where he has been taken to the hospital for treatment and remains in serious condition. The driver remains on the run, by the way. This is according to ABC News. So think about that real quick. All of a sudden, this dude decides that he's going to leave the prison, and all of a sudden, the moment that he gets out of there, 100 yards away, bum, 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 he gets nailed by a car.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, three people have miraculously survived a hot air balloon crash in Minnesota last week when a wind gust tossed the balloon into a power lines as it attempted to land in an open field. The basket and the balloon eventually separated after getting entangled with the power lines, sending the basket crashing about 30 feet to the ground and sending sparks flying. The balloon ended up drifting a few more miles. No more details yet of the incident, but the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA investigation was giving the information. So there you go. This is according to CBS Minnesota. So think about that real quick. You, and luckily, you only kind of went down 30 feet. I mean, if you want to call that any level of luck. But wow, what an experience that had to be for the people that were actually on that thing as it was going on overall. Anyways, every year the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration examine a list of domestic and imported produce, testing them for no more than 250 different pesticides. These results are revealed with items landing in the Dirty Dozen or the Clean 15. For 2024, the Dirty Dozen, which were found to have 2009 to 2054, pesticides includes non-organic strawberries, spinach, kale, collard and mustard greens, grapes, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans. Meanwhile, the Clean 15 least amount of trace of pesticides included avocado, sweet corn, pineapples, onions, papayas, frozen sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, mushrooms, mangoes, and sweet potatoes and carrots. Worth noting, though, about 70% of the produce tested have pesticides levels that fell within the legal limits allowed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This is according to CNN. So think about that real quick. How crazy is that, the amount of pesticides that some of these things have? If that is the legal limit, then you're still struggling to get that to go through. That's a crazy amount of pesticides. I mean, I was talking to somebody over the weekend talking about the level of stuff that your food has in it and that is legally allowed for your food to have before you do anything with it. It gets kind of scary sometimes when you kind of put that stuff into consideration of some of the things that are going on. Anyways, let's talk real quick about what the hell happened with the box office over the weekend. Coming at the number 10 spot was Bob Marley's One Love with $1.1 million. And number 9 was Cabrina with $1.4 million. And number, 8 was Love Lies Bleeding, $1.5 million. And number 7, Imaginary, $2.8 million. Late Night with the Devil, $2.8 million as well. That was coming in at the number 6 spot. And number 5 was Arthur the King with $4.3 million. And number 4 was Immaculate with $5.3 million. And number 3 was Kung Fu Panda with $16.7 million. That's the number 4 movie in the franchise, by the way. Dune Part 2 came in at number 2 at $17.6 million. And at the number 1 spot, here we go, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire with $45.2 million. So there you go. Some things going on right there. Anyways, it's time to bring in some Erin Royale for her to tell us what the hell is going on with some money matters.
16 states are suing the Biden administration for halting approvals of new gas permits. The lawsuits filed by the Republican-leaning states claim that the administration acted illegally when it decided to temporarily halt new permits. New exports of liquefied natural gas were halted back in January so the Biden administration could study the effects that gas was having on climate, the economy, and national security. The Attorney General of Louisiana argues, however, that there is no legal basis for the pause and that halting permits for any amount of time would hurt the state's economy. Chrysler is recalling over 280,000 vehicles. Scott Carr has more from Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the issue stems from a manufacturing issue with the right and left airbag inflators that can cause them to rupture. Owners of 2018 through 2021 Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300 models are urged to take their vehicles into a dealership to replace both airbags. Letters are expected to be sent out to owners sometime in May.
Representatives for Shohei Ohtani are now asking law enforcement to investigate what they call a massive theft from the Dodger star. It's unclear which law enforcement agency has been contacted. Last week, it was reported that $4.5 million in wire transfers were sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation. The LA Times reported that it is an illegal gambling operation run by an Orange County resident who is under federal investigation. Ohtani's people say he transferred the money to cover his longtime interpreter's gambling debts. Sports agent Lee Steinberg says it remains to be seen how this will affect Ohtani's popularity.
He's the best player talent-wise in baseball. Nothing negative has ever come up in terms of his name. Timing couldn't be worse because the whole world in a way was focused on those games in Korea. This was Shohei internationalizing his image.
Consumer and business news, Aaron Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Aaron Royale, for that information right there on what exactly is going on. No doubt about that, as we are hanging out and talking and doing everything that we get to do around here. So let's get into some more information real quick. The Dow lost about 305 points to close at 39,475 on Friday. The S&P lost about 7 points to close at 5,234. And the NASDAQ gained about 26 points to close at 16,420. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $84 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53 on Sunday. Bitcoin was ticked up over the weekend, trading around $66,200. There was more than 3,730 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 365 such cancellations, just for information purposes right there. What else? In Tuesday, Mega Million drawing will be for $1.1 billion jackpot, or a $525.8 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $800 million jackpot, or a $384.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, when we were talking at the beginning of the hour, actress Blake Lively apologized to Princess Kate after mocking her for her infamous photoshopped Mother's Day picture. After it was revealed on Friday that Kate has been out of the spotlight while she deals with her recent cancer diagnosis, Lively took to Instagram writing, "I'm sure no one cares about it, but I feel like I have to acknowledge this. I made a silly post around the Photoshop fails frenzy, and oh man, the post has made me mortified today. I'm sorry for and sending love and well wishes to you all." This is via TMZ. Worth noting, several celebs, TikTokers, and other social media people should also be feeling ashamed for the conspiracies that came out during the Kate disappearance. I mean, I don't know what you can do there, because people are going to talk when they don't have enough information. And guess what? People are going to talk when they have enough information about the things that are going on, just the way that the world turns from time to time. If you kind of give it a look, however you want to take a look at it, there is no doubt about that. That is for sure. No, seriously.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
So there you go. Some information going on right there. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's continue talking real quick about some of the other things that are going on inside of the world of messaging, news, and all that other kind of crazy stuff. So let's take a look real quick, because, hey, you know, it's that tax season time. So let's talk about some other things. For many people, tax refunds provided are once a year opportunity to make big financial moves.
For many people, tax refunds provide a once-a-year opportunity to make big financial moves. Orrin Adler, a certified public accountant in Fairlawn, New Jersey, advises clients,
invest some,
enjoy some and give some to charity. Charity is also deductible on the face of your tax return right now.
And he says before you spend, you should think about next year's taxes, especially if you have a side hustle or real estate income.
If you have a side hustle, which is reported on a Schedule C, that's your business profit or loss, or if you have rental real estate, which is reported on Schedule E, the profits for those are subject to certain taxes, so you need to pay those estimates on time.
And Adler says what you do with your money is often age dependent.
The older you are, the more you should be putting away for investments and savings. And in the younger age, you should also be thinking of planning, am I going to be getting engaged? Am I starting a family? Am I saving for a home?
I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
I don't know. I don't think my wife would be too happy hearing that I'm thinking about getting engaged. I'm just throwing that out there. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. A plane had to turn back to San Diego International Airport just after a takeoff. Listen to what Bree Dennis has to say. I almost said Bree Larson. Wow, what am I thinking?
The Southwest airplane had to make a U-turn because of a bird strike. This happened Saturday morning to flight 2911. Passengers on board the plane said they felt a little bump, and then the captain came over the intercom reporting the return to the airport. The airline moved passengers to a new plane, which took off about an hour and a half later, making it safely to Oakland later that day. According to the FAA, there's about 47 bird strikes every day. I'm Bree Tennis.
Okay, thank you, Bree Tennis, for that. Take a listen to this real quick. Road to the White House for you. Take a listen.
Road to the White House 2024. As he runs for re-election, the deadline is drawing near for former President Donald Trump to pay the nearly $500 million bond in his New York civil fraud judgment. Former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says she sees no problem with donations from Trump supporters going towards legal expenses as opposed to going towards his campaign or the RNC.
If they feel strongly to support his legal bills, then they have every right to do so.
Trump's legal team has been scrambling to secure a bond ahead of today's deadline. The judgment is from a ruling made in February by Judge Arthur Engoron, who found Trump and his company liable for fraud. If the former president fails to secure the bond, New York Attorney General Letitia James and her staff may begin the process of seizing Trump's assets. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Well, definitely people are going to be on the lookout today on what's going on there. No doubt about that. Let's do one more real quick. Inkster Police and Michigan State Police are investigating the shooting of a death of a 60-year-old man in the 25,000 block of Stanford Street. Kayla Nash is a neighbor and says that she didn't think anything of the police response until she saw the young woman exit the house with her hands up on Friday night.
Automatically, I just thought it was maybe electrical, because we did have a power outage not too long ago, and snow has been here. So I didn't think nothing of it.
Neighbors say that they did not hear gunshots that night, but did hear them on Thursday. Police have not commented. Kayla Nash says that she didn't realize that someone had been shot until someone seen the woman exit the home with her hands up.
Then when I saw her exactly come out with her hands up like this, and then I saw the police cross, you know, do not cross, I just knew I smelled death.
Okay, did she say she smelled death? That's what it sounded like there. That's kind of an interesting thing to say, no doubt about that. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think it might be time to do that thing that we do around this time, because it seems important.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So here's the thing. We get to talk. We get to hang out. We get to do a lot of things around here on this show. So that's always a fun time because, hey, you're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. And there is no doubt about what we are doing. But sometimes it might be in conjunction, but not necessarily together. That's just kind of how it goes, because that is what we do around here. So as you get to the opportunity to take a listen to what we're talking about here, that be it via the radio show or via the podcast, or in some occasions via the video stream, there are always seems to be a joint interaction going on to some level and extent. So today I come to you and I have that weird question that I would love to have a better understanding of. I would love to have a better understanding on some of the things that are going on, no doubt about that. When you are in an organization and some terrible information, some terrible catastrophe information comes about, how is it handled? How are things looked at? How are things moved? How are things processed? How are things shared within? So let's say, for instance, right now, you're in an organization and someone gets hurt. And I'm not talking kind of hurt. I'm talking accidental dismemberment. I'm talking severe injury. I know that a lot of organizations normally do not want to quote unquote, share the information, quote unquote, don't want to go around and spread what's going on until an accident investigation is done. But how is it informed to the colleagues, the team members, the people that work together? Because listen, just because I might not interact every day with Joe from X department, it does not mean that I don't care about what's going on. It does not mean that this is not going to have an effect inside of my organization. It does not mean it's not going to have an effect on some of the mental models that go on inside of the org. So how is the information discussed? Or are you in an organization where the info is hoarded? And when I say hoarded, I am saying constrained, held, not released until maybe later on. And I know that some things cannot be discussed. I understand that. Maybe severity of something that might have happened during the accident. But how do you look at it? How do you handle these situations? And here's the other portion of this question. If the injury is severe enough that leads to potential death, how is that information discussed? And I know that this gets into some other levels of things as we're having this discussion, but these are things to think about. These are things that we need to discuss information-wise because we need to have a better understanding on how is communication done in regards of your organization. Now, listen, I know that a lot of people are out there doing this, doing that in regards of safety communication, but sometimes I think that information on communication practices that we have are poor. Now, it's an opinion comment, that's for sure. And as you are aware, is that when we do our main story, we have discussions of information, but a lot of the stuff that I discuss during this main story can be heavily opinionated. It can be heavily, I'm not going to say misconstrued because it's not misconstrued, but it's information from a different point of view. So I look at that and I ask you, how do you handle this? How does your organization do it? And depending on how you look at it, do you agree with how your organization handles these things? Or do you disagree with how your organization handles some of this? It's a very interesting spot. I'm not going to lie here and say something entirely different. And I know that sometimes we want to be inside of that status quo on when we have these discussions, but we sometimes tend to do a very poor job on sharing information with people on what occurred. Now, think about this. If you are at a shop, a manufacturing line, where something continues to injure your team members, your employees, and so on, I think it's going to be dead obvious what's going on. So maybe these are some of the discussions that we should start having. Maybe these are some of the discussions, if we're not having them already, that we need to look forward to move forward with, opposed to it being hidden behind X door. Think about that today. How could you have that impact within your organization?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. Be right back.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Oh. To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we are, Rated R Safety Show. We are currently at 44 minutes past the top of the hour as we are coming to you on this lovely Monday. Yeah, this song right here you're taking a little listen to.
This is Sisters by John Rush. Yeah, we're getting to hang out and talk a little bit about everything going on. This song's readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. It's called Sister by John Rush. Always like it and playing some music around here. We get to hang out and do our thing. So give it a little streamer in your action. Would like to thank John Rush for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, some good times. Okay, so let's continue getting back into what the hell we have going on this lovely Monday. So let me tell you real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information readily available for you. Anything related from addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. Once you get there, I'm going to tell you all kinds of information readily available. So don't worry about that. It will take care of you in regards of information. If you can't find what you're looking for, there is a way to actually suggest a program. There's also an FAQ or frequently asked section, frequently asked questions section for you, internal resources, and also even apply for a treatment and recovery scholarship, just in case if you need that. TWLOHA.com. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Telling you, go there. One of the best things that you'll be able to do just in regards to being able to garner more information on what is going on as we are taking a look at that information that's available for you. Resources are available as well. Take a listen to this real quick, because let's talk about some things that are going on. You know how it is when you're packed for a flight and you constantly are fighting for elbow room and with the person sitting beside you, and you can't stretch out and you don't have enough room for your device for your book and for your food, and you just feel like you could be scream. Well, or maybe that's just me, I don't know. Anyways, the elbow room problem has been the thing for everyone. So you should be interested in the ultra low cost American carrier Frontier Airlines has introduced the new seating option that guarantees an empty middle seat if your window or with your window or aisle seat. This, of course, results in some much appreciated personal space. Plus, there's an extra leg room for added comfort, and the seating option is called Upfront Plus. Only applies to the first two rows on the plane, which means that you should also be among the first 8 people to be able to get off the plane. And what's the cost to you? Well, for the kind luxury, the introductory price is $49 per passenger. But being able to use the armrest is the same and priceless. It's a great idea, but I have to admit, I was a little surprised when my wife ordered that both of us on our anniversary getaway, that would be something that she'd be interested in. So, I mean, I don't know. It gets kind of a weird one. When you take a listen to something like that and you go, okay, so does that mean that you are paying for this? And that the person in the seat next to you is paying for the exact same thing? So essentially that empty chair that you want in the middle of you, that's only in the two rows. What are we talking here? So we're talking a value of $100 is what we're potentially looking at, but it doesn't really guarantee that you're going to get it, because if it's only in the first two rows, I think that's a more expensive seat anyways in most of those airlines. And then the other portion that you have to take a look at when it's all said and done, well, it becomes this. If you don't book it early enough, there is a high potential of not getting it.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, so what a weird time that is for sure in regards of, booking, not booking. I don't know. Some people like all that stuff. It's whatever it is There is no doubt there, so I don't know. Let's continue talking because there's a lot of stuff still going on that we need to try to get some information about. There is no doubt here. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. Voters in Georgia will show up for President Biden in November's presidential election. Take a listen to this.
It's still relatively early in the campaign, and I can tell you as someone whose name has been on the ballot five times in less than 3 years, that the polls don't tell you nearly as much as the people do. And in the end, I believe that Georgia voters are going to do for Joe Biden what they did for me.
Okay, that's what Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock told CBS Face the Nation yesterday morning. Warnock said that Georgia's voters, black voters, will see the election as binary choice and back Biden over Donald Trump. He added that there's more that the Trump talks, the better our fortunes will be. Warnock says that comments come after recent polls have shown that Biden's losing support from black voters in key battleground states. Also, Raphael went to say that the U.S. can both support Israel and make sure that aid is reaching civilians in Gaza. Take a listen.
We can be consistent in our support of Israel's right to defend itself and at the same time be true to American values and engage this catastrophic humanitarian situation that's on the ground.
Okay, what an interesting thing to hear from someone. There is no doubt about that. Take a listen to this. Ventura County saw a bit of everything weather-wise during the weekend, and some more is on the same as expected today. This is coming out of Ventura County, California. Listen to Daniel Martindale as he fills us in.
Much of the county saw between a third and two-thirds of an inch of rain on Saturday morning. Oxnard recorded 0.59 inches of rain, the most rain it has recorded on a March 23rd since 1935. At the highest elevations, there was a light dusting of snow overnight Saturday into Sunday, prompting a winter weather advisory for the mountains. There were also wind gusts between 30 and 60 miles per hour across the region. Finally, at the beaches, a high surf advisory is in place for the Ventura County coast through tonight. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Mario. Oh my God, I can't even think. Daniel Martindale, thank you for that one. Take a listen to this real quick because I got some information for you in case you're interested. Former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is speaking out about his high court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and what he and two other justices wrote in their dissent.
One of the things we said is what we fear. They think this will be simpler, the majority, because it will leave it all up to the states. We don't think it will be simpler. We think that there will be a lot more cases coming up.
Breyer told NBC Meet the Press that the leak of the decision was unfortunate. He said that he had a theory about who leaked the decision, but declined to share any names. The former justice added that whoever or however, he is amazed if it was a judge. Breyer said that it is possible the Supreme Court could one day overrule their decision. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. Take a listen to this real quick. There is a growing concern in Capitol Hill over potential attack against American following the terrorist attacks in Russia that killed over 130 people. Take a listen.
Just a few days ago at the Armed Services Committee, I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe. And that's exactly what we've seen happen.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas told Fox News Sunday that the next attacks against American embassies, Asia, or Europe, he said the threat is a dangerous echo for President Biden to withdraw from Afghanistan terrorist group ISIS-K, has claimed responsibility for the attack of the concert in Moscow. Also, Tom Cotton says that Americans overseas are at risk of ISIS-K attacks, and he is putting the blame on President Biden.
It's deeply regrettable that innocent civilians, women, and children were killed in Moscow, but the next attacks could be against an American embassy in Asia or in Europe, or against, say, students traveling to Europe on a school trip for spring break. Again, this is a very dangerous echo of President Biden's failed withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on right there. Let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life for the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Marcus Aurelius said, "It's silly to try to escape other people's faults. They are inescapable. Just try to escape your own." I think this is the final quote we have from Marcus Aurelius. Thank you again to Cole for sending those. They've been really fun to go through. This one is another excellent quote. Like Marcus said, it makes no sense to try to escape other people's faults, but we should try to escape our faults. Or better yet, overcome our faults. Find ways to get better at things you want to improve about yourself. There are some who want better health. Think about the number of fitness centers you see. They're usually huge locations, and sometimes they're full of people.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
The first person to receive a brain implant from Elon Musk's Neuralink is a 29-year-old quadriplegic. Musk recently announced that the man was recovering, and now he's speaking out for himself. He says the device lets him play online chess and video games with his mind. He says that the chip has already changed his life. There's a new study out that predicts global fertility rates will decline in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Washington say the average number of children a woman gives birth to in her lifetime has dropped from about 5 in 1950 to about 2 in 2021. The new analysis predicts that rate will fall below 2 children per woman by the end of the century. The senior author of the study said there are many reasons for the decline, including better access to contraception and reproductive health care, and more opportunities for employment and education for women. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. We got about, we're at the 56-minute mark past the hour, so there you go. So let's talk real quick about things that happened back on this day. Back in 2020, Spain's death toll of COVID-19 overtakes China by 3,434 worldwide. There was about 20,836. That happened on this day in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Big Sean turns 36. Ryan Lewis, 36 as well. Catherine McPhee turns 40. Let's see. Danica Patrick turns 42. Lee Pace turns 45. Frank Farrar turns 59. Jessica Sarah Parker turns 59 as well. Elton John turns 77. And Gloria Steinem turns 90 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's Pecan Day. Holy. Also, Greek Independence Day, International Waffle Day, and Tolkien Reading Day. So there you go. Some things to think about as we are talking, no doubt there. Let's see what else we can give you. If you need a random joke for today, of course I have one of those. So let me give you that real quick. My wife left because I'm insecure. No, wait, she's back. She just went off to get coffee. Okay, I was totally confused on what was going on. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your best my coworkers are crazy story? Because you know everybody has one. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 27% of women say that they wish their partners would change this about their appearance. What is it? Shave their back. Really? Shave their back? I don't think I've ever wanted my wife to shave her back. No, seriously. I'm just saying that out there. So there you go. A lot of information going on. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so and talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to come over there, hang out and do the things that we get to do over there. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consultant. So there you are, or safety consulting, because the show is called The Safety Consultant Show. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there, so there it is. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. With you, without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. So here you go. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
And all this might seem a little frustrating.